It's Wednesday, November 4th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. What do CEOs want? Customer experience from the other side of the globe, and two results in from the elections we care about. This is the Business of Tech. What are CEOs focused on for next year? This is the question posed by CIO Dive, and I want to pull some details from their brief. Quote, following a year of economic uncertainty and business constrictions, 43% of CEOs expect to return to revenue growth in 2021, exceeding 2019 levels, according to research shared at the Gartner IT Symposium last month. One-third of CEOs expect to restore growth in 2022. One-third of CEOs are planning a cautious restart while tackling COVID-19 and the economic crisis, while 44% expect to more quickly regenerate business, according to Gartner data. Another 10% plan to remain more conservative, focused on survival. Gartner's recommendations focus on scaling digital efforts downstream, working with the CEO to understand plans to restore or redesign the business and determine where digital efforts fit in, and focus on CEO demands, helping COOs with productivity, and helping CFOs maintain cash on hand. Why do we care? As an industry, we spend a lot of time talking about being a virtual CIO. Well, here it is. This is a mixed bag in terms of expectations. Be hopeful, yet plan for troubled waters. The recommendations read like a to-do list for services providers. Make digital efforts relevant across your customers. Talk with them about the transformations of their business. I like this lens. Are you restoring or redesigning? In some industries, they're going to be redesigning significantly the way they do business based on the new conditions. This is where learning about your customers' industries matters. Finally, that basic list. Focus on business direction, productivity, and cash flow, both for you and for your customers. Pulling from the other side of the globe because of the lessons to be learned. Genesys released a report focused on Asia-Pacific customer experience transformation readiness, and here are the highlights. Quoting Channel Life New Zealand, business continuity planning has taken on a new meaning in the face of COVID-19 pandemic across all industries, especially in markets with large contact centers, Genesys finds. In fact, almost 63% of companies surveyed across all regions have work-from-home strategies to support business continuity, but only a quarter, 26%, can support over 70% of agents to function remotely. The survey also found that artificial intelligence is fast becoming a critical pillar of the overall experience strategy. In fact, 70% of companies surveyed across all regions have adopted AI capabilities such as chatbots and voice bots, of which 41% report over 30% automation rates. Why do we care? Don't be dismissive of this data because of the focus on Asia Pacific. Think of this list. Business continuity planning importance is up. A focus on work from home to support businesses going forward, and leveraging AI and data for customer experience. Let's assume the percentages are irrelevant. The lessons are not. Following up on the votes in Massachusetts, the right to repair law in that state has been expanded, now allowing vehicle owners and independent repair facilities to have the same diagnostic and repair information that is available to the dealers and authorized repair facilities. The new legislation is now updated to include wireless technologies. Also of note, California voters approved Prop 22, which exempts companies such as Uber and Lyft from having to classify their workers as employees. Why do we care? Right to repair is something that providers should be interested in, as there is a logical connection to the kind of repairs done in vehicles, to the kinds of repairs done in IT hardware. Work is changing. I'm not going to say I agree with Uber and Lyft here. This is going to be a messy exploration of what's needed with labor. Your tactical advantage is that you can make decisions about how you invest in your people, knowing they are the vast majority of your expense. Strategically, you care because a healthy, vibrant labor force with increasing wages is good for an economy. Frankly, I think we all need to work on that dynamic to have wins for all stakeholders, not just shareholders. And tactically, believe those companies that figure this out for themselves will outperform. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communications suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial-tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and the company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.